Hello, I'm Julie Candler with the BBC News. President Trump says his chief of staff, John Kelly, will leave his post at the end of the month. He told reporters he would decide on General Kelly's replacement within the next few days. A former Marine general with deep government know-how, John Kelly first served Mr. Trump as Homeland Security Secretary. As chief of staff, he was widely seen as bringing discipline to the White House. Here's Dan Johnson in Washington.
The job of chief of staff is talked of as an important insider role, someone who can go into the Oval Office and tell the president the hard truth. So people are looking with interest for who Donald Trump will replace John Kelly with, because he apparently was prepared to tell the president how it was. That's why their relationship has been fraught over the last 18 months, why there have been occasions where apparently John Kelly was close to resigning.
Delegates at a UN climate conference in Poland have expressed dismay over the failure to welcome an international report on keeping the global rise in temperatures under 1.5 degrees Celsius. Our environment correspondent Matt McGrath is at the conference.
Here in Poland, efforts to welcome the report and recognise its significance quickly ran into difficulties. Saudi Arabia, the US and Russia merely wanted to take note of the report. This dispute over words masks a deep row between countries that want rapid political action on cutting carbon and those who do not. As no acceptable compromise could be found, the text had to be dropped under UN rules. Many delegates were outraged by what they saw as a blatant attempt to weaken the science on climate change.
Several women have come forward in Brazil to accuse an internationally known self-proclaimed spiritual healer of sexually abusing them. João Teixeira de Faria, better known as João of God, has followers all over the world. Our America's editor Candace Peart has more details.
On Brazil's Globo TV network, a Dutch woman, Sahira Lineker Maus, accused Mr. Faria of manipulating her to perform sex acts and then raping her. Nine other Brazilian women who remained anonymous gave similar accounts. They say the abuse happened at Mr. Faria's spiritual clinic near Brasilia, where he's said to treat 10,000 people a month, many of them foreigners. In a statement to Globo TV, Mr. Faria's office strongly denied the allegations.
The government of Angola says it wants to begin discussions about the ownership and possible return of artefacts that were taken from the country before its independence from Portugal in 1975. The culture minister says so far no list of relevant objects has been put together, but that officials had identified several Angolan pieces of art in a museum in Lisbon. World news from the BBC.